to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The possible political impact of this S&P decision, and this is what the administration was saying in the pushback, has ultimately failed. The administration was asking S&P, wait, don't do this now. Wait and see how the super committee deal works out. They may trim Medicare. They may trim other entitlements. They may trim more spending. Let's make this decision in November or December, not now in August. The committee is charged with at least $1.5 trillion. This is a pretty strong argument to make that the floor, not the ceiling. Now, will they have the political will to go for $2 trillion more, $2.5 trillion more, $3 trillion more to get where S&P wanted to be originally in the $4 trillion range? That requires a lot of political will months before we turn the calendar into a big election year, not just a presidential, but a congressional year. But that would be the political motivation now to say we need to get back to AAA. We better do a better job.
There's John Kim from CNN being interviewed on a talk radio program over the weekend with an assessment from the newsman's point of view of the downgrade by Standard & Poor's of the credit rating of your government, the government of the United States of America. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. For those of you who are angry, the interesting thing, the Democrats say it's a group of five or six or seven people, I think they're all men, who get together and can figure this all out, or they can make this decision, which puts a pox on America's credit rating. Are they all Republicans? That seems to be the one side. The other side, I'm not sure actually that I get what the Republicans are saying. We'll get some of this from the various Sunday morning news programs that we will sort of channel in here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the big stories, the news that is being talked about. That's what this program is about, from every corner of the country. We start out with Meet the Press, where David Gregory talks to Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. He blames the Tea Party for this mess.
Standard & Poor's issued a release on Friday, and this was part of its justification. The political brinksmanship of recent months highlights what we see as America's governance and policymaking becoming less stable, less effective, less predictable than we previously believed. The statutory debt ceiling and the threat of default have become political bargaining chips in the debate over fiscal policy. Despite this year's wide-ranging debate, in our view, the differences between political parties have proven to be extraordinarily difficult to bridge. Is this a wake-up call to Washington?
Well, it's a partial wake-up call. I believe this is, without question, the Tea Party downgrade. This is the Tea Party downgrade because a minority of people in the House of Representatives countered even the will of many Republicans in the United States Senate, who were prepared to do a bigger deal, to do $4.7 trillion, $4 trillion, have a mix of reductions in and reforms in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, but also recognize that we needed to do some revenue. I think this is one of the most telling, important moments in our country's history right now. We've had a fairly straightforward economic road throughout the 20th century. But now, David, this poses a set of choices. It's not just about a recession. It's about a financial crisis and a structure of our economy, which really has been misallocating capital. We've had an enormous amount of capital going into arbitration over these last years, phony deals, commissions, not creating jobs. And the real problem for our country is not the short-term debt. We can deal with that. It's the long-term debt. It's the structural debt of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid measured against the demographics of our nation. That then juxtaposed to the lack of jobs and job creation and growth. That's our problem, structural. And what we need is a Washington that stops this bickering, that's get rid of these hard positions that I noticed even in Speaker Boehner's comments about the downgrade, politicizing it in a sense that, sort of blaming it on the Democrats and the lack of decisions. Barack Obama put a $4.7 trillion deal on the table. Three times he was refused that deal. Because there were some people in the Republican Party, and Mitch McConnell even admitted this, who wanted to default. He said there were people in his party who were willing to shoot the hostage. In the end, they found that the hostage was worth ransoming. This is not about ransom. This is about our nation. It's about our country. It's about growth. It's about statesmanship. I know John McCain, and I know many of his colleagues in the Senate, are prepared to sit down and be serious about how we deal with this quickly, because our nation's security, our nation's future, is at stake in an unprecedented way.
All right, so there's Senator Kerry thinks the Tea Party is to blame. His suggestion is that we stop bickering. Who agrees the Tea Party is to blame? 800-510-8255. You hear a lot of this back and forth today. The bickering, he's right on when it comes to that. The essence of the spending, though, Obama certainly does have some responsibility in this, doesn't he? It's not Obama good, Republicans bad, but or Boehner bad. But in this circumstance, doesn't it really speak to us spending way too much money? Senator Kerry and others can deal with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in a big way, in a meaningful way. The commission that was aimed at giving up some of the suggestions, and one of the suggestions was we have more taxes. There is, at what point do you stop? At what point do all of these things come to a halt, or at least get modified? That's the question. 800-510-8255. A lot of people like to blame a lot of people, but blaming people doesn't fix the problem. There is a sizable anger aimed at the Fed, and we'll hear Alan Greenspan talk about that in a moment here on The Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking to shake up your family's dinner and bring some added excitement to summer meals? Author of the Kitchen Coach Cookbook Series and Culinary Ambassador Jennifer Bushman has tips to add flavor.
Tapping into the flavor of summer is easy. Sometimes even a timeless staple like chicken needs some new inspiration. When I'm looking to put a twist on a favorite, I turn to Lowry's seasoned salt and marinades for uncomplicated, inspiring ideas. My trick is to update classics with lively flavor to make the old feel fresh and new.
And how can you make chicken more delicious?
A recent favorite of mine is grilled chicken pizza. I marinate the chicken in the new Lowry's original seasoned salt marinade to add a zing of sweet and savory spice to this dish. Then just add the grilled chicken slices to the pizza crust along with fresh vegetables and cheese. You can skip the oven completely by cooking your pizza right on the grill, giving it that great brick oven taste. It's ready in only 20 minutes.
This recipe and more can be found at Lowry's.com. I'm Lynn West.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
800-510-8255. There are a lot of people who are referring to this as Armageddon. The Asian markets have plunged today. The interesting thing is in England, all of these are riots, the rampage. the anger that has mounted because the austerity budget in England has forced deep cuts in social services and distrust in the government. Meanwhile, bond buying programs have pushed some of the European markets higher today. So it's a mixed bag of all kinds of hoorah here. From Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talks to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Obama advisor David Axelrod about the Tea Party and whether or not they're to blame for this problem.
What's your take on what David Axelrod just said?
Well, look, I think the Standard & Poor's downgrade is a good thing because I think it underlines the fact that you can't get out of this without raising revenues. 60% of the deficit is due to the Bush tax cuts. That's CBO saying that, not me. You cannot get out of this without raising revenues. It is impossible. And the vast majority of the American people want us to raise revenues, particularly on all those gazillionaires the Republican tax cuts mostly benefited. So let's do the right thing. Let's everybody put something into the pot. Now, there's some things you can't put into the pot. If Medicare eligibility goes up to 67%, you're going to see people running against Democrats in primaries. We're not going to penalize old people. We're not going to penalize middle-class people anymore. While we let all these billionaires get through with no, and corporations, $53 billion going to oil companies on our taxpayers' money, why can't we start fixing that?
Governor Dean, let me ask you this.
This is ridiculous is what's going on here.
Let me ask you this. Isn't the president going to have to share some of the responsibility for this? I mean, as I heard David Axelrod this morning, the president's done everything he could do, and it's all the fault of the other guys. Isn't this a shared responsibility here?
Well, here's the deal here. I mean, I happen to agree with David. I think this is a Tea Party problem. I think they're totally unreasonable and doctrinaire and not founded in reality. I think they've been smoking some of that tea, not just drinking it. But the fact of the matter is that the president's going to get the blame and the credit for what goes right, whether he deserves it or not. That's what presidents do. So, sure, is he going to get some of the blame for this? Yes. This is a serious thing. If you look at the Standard & Poor's report, three times they mentioned that our unwillingness to raise revenues was going to make it impossible for us to regain our credit rating. That's a pretty clear signal. The American people are there. The Democrats are there. A lot of reasonable Republicans are there, but they're terrified of these right-wing splinter groups, the radical right, because they're so powerful in the primaries.
So what about that, Senator Graham? Aren't Republicans going to have to share responsibility just as the Democrats are going to have to, as Governor Dean concedes?
Well, you can't be $14 trillion in debt unless both parties are working together to get you there. And the Tea Party is a result of what's wrong in Washington. They didn't create all this mess. It was an energy created by people seeing the country slipping away and wanting to do something about it. The Tea Party's for a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. So am I. I don't have any faith that either party is ever going to change things until they're made to do so. We need a balanced budget amendment. The truth of the matter is, if the President Obama were being asked, if he were in the Southeastern Conference, he'd be fired as a coach. He would not have his contract renewed. Everything is worse. Unemployment is up by 18%. Gas prices are up by 93%. Everything, housing prices are down by 12%. He's had a chance. We're 3 years into this, and he's failing, and it's not the Tea Party's fault. What was hope and change is despair and confusion. People are not creating jobs in this country because they think Howard Dean's going to raise their taxes. If you want to create jobs, don't raise anybody taxes. Try to lower spending like the Tea Party and other people up here want. So the Tea Party's not the problem. Washington was broken before they got here. I hope they can help us fix it.
All right. So listening back and forth to that, I'm on Lindsey Graham's side. How about you? 800-510-8255. It's stupid to continue to reference these people as billionaires and gajillionaires because they make over $250,000 a year. Incredible. Incredible. 21 past the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects you to the discussion here. If you want to be a participant in this way, you can email us, Doug@DougStefan.com. Also, you can follow on Facebook. Go to the listen box at DougStefan.com should you care to follow some of what has been said by those who are listening live. From NBC, David Gregory talks to Alan Greenspan about the way foreign markets have reacted to this downgrade from S&P.
The markets, how are they going to view this downgrade of America's credit rating?
It's difficult to say, but the only test we have at the moment is the Israeli market, which is open today, and it is tanked. The problem I have with that, however, is there are riots in, not riots, I should say, real significant protests within Israel at the moment, so I can't tell whether one is the other. But considering the momentum in which the market went down over the last week, it is very unlikely, if history is any guide, that this isn't going to take a while to bottom out. So the initial reaction, in my judgment, is going to be negative.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think there's a This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default. What I think the S&P thing did was to hit a nerve that there's something basically bad going on. And it's hit the self-esteem of the United States, the psyche. And it's having a much profounder effect than I conceived could happen, because the economics of what they're talking about is very clear. And you cannot see any way in which we can go, as we were on Friday, for a vast movement of international funds into the dollar at very low interest rates and then turn on a dime. That is not going to happen. And so that this is not the issue that they make it.
All right, so what is the issue? Here's Taco's Bob Becker with a focus on the downgrade and how he thinks there is a lot of blame to go around. You name it, they're to blame for it.
Standard & Poor's removed the United States government from its list of risk-free borrowers Friday night, citing concern about the rising burden of the federal debt. I think everyone's to blame. Nation's rating was reduced to AA+ for its long-term debt, one notch below the top rating of AAA. S&P, one of the three major agencies that assign grades to the credit of companies and governments, had threatened the downgrade of the government did not, because the government did not act to reduce the federal debt by at least $4 trillion over the next decade. I don't think anybody knows what $4 trillion looks like. Nobody does. Nobody knows what $4 trillion looks like or feels like. Treasury Department officials said that the S&P announcement was delayed after the Treasury found a serious mathematical error in a draft of the downgrade announcement, which was provided to the government on Friday afternoon. But this just shows you that you just can't keep churning money out and trying to make money, because lots of times there's no way to make money. Standard & Poor's, again, removing the United States government from its list of risk-free borrowers from last night, citing concern now about the rising burden of the federal deficit.
It's pretty obvious what's going on here. We're spending too much money. That's it. Too big. The government's too big. Isn't that it? What else can it be? 800-510-8255. The questions and answers on the countdown.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or...
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Newsbreak, I'm Bobby Owens. The traditional incandescent light bulb has been a household staple for over 100 years, but the common light bulb uses only 10% of its energy output for light and wastes the other 90% as heat. To spur the development of energy-efficient alternatives, the Department of Energy, DOE, launched the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize. Ed Crawford is General Manager of Lamps for Philips Lighting North America.
The L Prize represented an opportunity to innovate and develop an energy-efficient alternative to a product that's remained primarily unchanged for over a century. The fact that we are the first and only company capable of submitting a product and completing 18 months of rigorous testing, and that we either met or exceeded the DOE requirements in all categories, not only underscores our commitment to innovation and quality, it highlights our ability to bring meaningful leading technologies into the mainstream.
According to the DOE, an LED replacement for the 60-watt bulb could avoid 5.6 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually. For more, visit Philips.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com. Direct.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-350-1857. 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Three past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, discussing the S&P downgrade, which seems to be number one on most people's minds. Standard & Poor has downgraded the credit rating of the United States. What is the problem? Is it the Tea Party? Are they to blame? Is there enough bickering going on? As an interesting market watch from CBS Overview of all of this, suggesting the next 10 years, because of toxic political promises, the economic matters that we have today will not get any better. One professor named Robert Lieberman says from Columbia University that the U.S. economy is coming apart at the seams because we have too much in our foreign policy that gives away our money, which is something that a lot of people are punctuating with feelings. The drops as you look around Hong Kong and some of the other Asian markets down, Europe up today. So that's a summary of sort of where we are. We'll squeeze in a call or two as we have time. Right now, for example, we have Jim who wants to be heard out in California. All right, Jim, you're on the countdown. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think they're self-righteous socialist hypocrites, the liberal Democrats, because of Obama.
All right, so, Jim, what is blaming? It may be that the liberal Democrats are a problem, but continuing, I just said, as you heard, what in reviewing the professor's point of view, this toxic political situation. How is it? Is there nobody who's going to stand up and say, okay, we need to take the first punch? Is it always going to be now forevermore until the country is completely destroyed, people who are going to blame one side? And it may be that there is blame. There's plenty of blame to go around. What do we do to fix the problem? Never mind blame. We all have heard what you were saying 100,000 times. So what fixes the problem?
Well, the reason I was saying was that him flying around like he's a king with his bride.
All right, you're not contributing to the solutions here. You're contributing to the problem. We know Obama's a problem. So is it as easy as voting him out? And is the next year and a half going to be, as you listen to some of the talk radio programs, just more hammering of that kind of rhetoric? It doesn't fix anything. Listen to yourself. 800-510-8255. Okay. Here is Christiane Amanpour, one of the Sunday morning talk hosts on ABC, and she's talking here to the fellow who runs Standard & Poor's about the S&P decision to downgrade the credit rating here.
I hate to say, but you must be, in some quarters at least, the most disliked man in America right now. And let me tell you what the White House is saying. Jean Sperling, the economic advisor, has put out a statement to say the magnitude of their error, your error, and the amateurism it displayed, combined with their willingness to simply change on the spot their lead rationale in their press release once the error was pointed out, was breathtaking. It smacked of an institution starting with a conclusion and shaping any arguments to fit it. Of course, that's all about the $2 trillion mathematical accounting error. What do you say to that? It's pretty blistering, isn't it?
Well, you know, we've been saying for some time that the fiscal trajectory of the United States was on a bad path, and that the political gridlock in Washington leads us to conclude that policymakers don't have the ability to proactively, you know, put the public finances of the U.S. on a sustainable footing. We said that in April. We said that again in July. We think our message has been pretty consistent, and we also think that the numbers speak for themselves.
So do you think, since you've also said that there is potentially a further downgrade, it's still on a watch list, could you downgrade again?
Well, it's not technically on watch. We have a negative outlook, which speaks to a longer time frame, from 6 months to 24 months. And if the fiscal position of the United States deteriorates further, or if the political gridlock becomes more entrenched, then that could lead to a downgrade. The outlook indicates at least a 1 in 3 chance of a downgrade over that period.
Wow. So what is it going to take then for the AAA to come back? What can America do now to bring it back, and how long would that take?
Well, if history is a guide, it could take a while. We've had 5 governments that lost their AAA that got it back. The amount of time that it took for those 5 ranged from 9 years to 18 years, so it takes a while. Our concerns are centered on the political side and on the fiscal side, so it would take a stabilization of the debt as a share of the economy and eventual decline, and it would take, more ability to reach consensus in Washington than what we're observing now.
Well, so you know that there's going to be a bipartisan committee to look at cutting more and getting the debt more in line. 12 people sort of split down the middle between 2 houses of Congress. Do you have faith that that is going to work?
No, I think that they'll deliver, and if they don't deliver, then you'll have the sequestration mechanism that'll come into play. But remember, we had a bipartisan commission, the Bowles-Simpson Commission, that also came up with a majority. It wasn't a supermajority, but it was a majority that had plenty of sensible recommendations, and it was a pity that those really weren't followed through on.
So is there nobody with any sense? We have no sensible people, or very few of them. Think about it in your own life. Who's the most sensible person you know when it comes to finances? Is it your spouse? Your boss? Is it you? The thing that I'm reading here in one of these op-ed pieces today is, as it forecasts, this particular forecast is for a disaster as long as we continue to deplete the national treasury to pay for the military. Many Americans want to reduce the role of government at home and abroad, and that's likely in this circumstance to preserve what's going on. We have a basically split country in terms of how we want to use our resources. However, you listen to some of the Democrats, most Americans want the rich to pay more in taxes. You know what? That all that becomes is class warfare. And what really is going on is we have, and you can see it in the death of these 31 in the helicopter in Afghanistan. What are we doing there? Why are we spending $1 billion a day? Why isn't somebody asking that question? What possible benefit? Bin Laden is dead. There's no al-Qaeda there. So what are we doing? Now we're chasing the Taliban around. Why? What are we doing? What in the world is all of this bringing? We're coming for these spending and these wars. It's coming back around to roost. Doesn't protect America from anything. All right, here's from Fox, Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Paul Ryan, who was the architect of the one of the budget proposals, as you know, about the S&P downgrade.
Let's start with the S&P downgrade. What do you think of the decision, and if the U.S. is forced to pay more in interest rates to borrow, to go in further into debt, isn't that going to add tens of billions of dollars to the deficit?
If we go up another point, it adds about $1 trillion or more over the 10-year window. So, yes, clearly, I'm not very surprised at this downgrade. We more or less saw this coming because we're on the wrong fiscal path. We'll find out tomorrow what kind of spike in rates we're going to get. But obviously, not only does it hurt the federal government and its ability to close the deficits, but it hurts people. You know, car loans, home loans, all these things are going to go up. And so it's because Washington has not gotten its fiscal house in order. And to me, this is just more vindication of our actions. We passed a budget which, according to somebody from S&P yesterday, would have prevented this downgrade from happening in the first place. We passed a budget that would make the debt peak in 2 years at 74.5% of GDP and then go steadily down from there on after. So we put out a plan, very specific plan, to address this situation, pay off the debt, balance the budget, reform the tax code to create jobs in the economy. You got to have two things, spending cuts, debt reduction, along with economic growth and job creation.
But this
isn't going to help us get that.
But Congressman Ryan, isn't that a little bit like a doctor saying, I did the operation perfectly, but the patient died because...
Well, we haven't done the operation.
Sir, let me just finish. In its announcement, S&B condemned the political dysfunction here in Washington, the gridlock here in Washington. Let's put up what they said. The political brinksmanship of recent months highlights what we see as America's governance and policy making becoming less stable, less effective, and less predictable than what we previously believed. I mean, what they seem to be saying, and there's no question that if they had passed your budget, that would have solved the debt problem, but the chances were they weren't going to pass your budget unless all the Democrats
right.
and the president simply keeled over. Isn't the failure to compromise the two sides, isn't that part of the problem?
Let me first say, both political parties are responsible for the mess we have right now. This is not a Republican or Democrat-only problem. This is both parties got us to where we are. I would argue, though, that over the last couple of years, we've gone deeply in the wrong direction. The kind of compromise you need to actually fix the structure of our debt, our entitlements, and unfortunately, our partners on the other side of the aisle, the President and the Senate, have always been unwilling to put a specific plan out there to address entitlements, specifically health care entitlements. The President just created two brand-new health care entitlements, expanded Medicaid a third, and then put this new rationing board in charge of Medicare, and so they're unwilling to open up and restructure these entitlements, which, according to S&P, are the primary drivers of this debt. So, yes, we haven't been able to get the kind of compromise because our partners on the other side of the aisle have been unwilling to reform the programs that are the cause of our future debt problem.
All right. It sounds like Ryan, if I'm hearing him correctly, saying that both sides are responsible for where we are, but it's the Democrats' fault. What the hell good does it do to fix the blame without fixing the problem? The solution, Greg, in Wilmington is what?
Good morning, Mr. Stephan. How are you this morning?
I'm concerned about or interested, curious about your feel for
yes.
solutions.
Yes, sir. I believe it is the American people's fault. We elected the officials, and I think the polls will show next year that there's going to be a broad sweeping change in who represents us in Congress and in Senate.
Is it the people or is it the ideas that need to change?
I believe it's the people are never going to change, but as the Constitution says, it's we the people have elected these officials to represent us as a representative of the people to do what the people need and desire.
All right, well, let's hope that that is the case, sir. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat.
Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or,
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Next up in the countdown focus is this Afghanistan helicopter crash. Excuse me, Elizabeth Palmer reports on the helicopter crash in Afghanistan now.
The Chinook helicopter came down in Wardak province, just southwest of Kabul. Of the 30 Americans aboard, 22 were members of the Special Operations Navy SEAL Team 6, the same unit that killed Osama bin Laden. The other eight were Army and Air Force personnel. A civilian translator, 7 Afghan commandos, and a specially trained dog also died. The crash site has now been cordoned off, but the Taliban claim they shot down the Chinook early this morning, just as it was taking off after a raid on their fighters. U.S. military sources say it was called in as backup by another unit which had run into trouble. Local witnesses report the Chinook was hit with a rocket-propelled grenade, a popular weapon among the Taliban because it's light and cheap, although it's usually inaccurate. From Camp David, President Barack Obama said, "Their deaths are a reminder of the extraordinary sacrifice made by the men and women of our military and their families." In the rugged hinterland of Afghanistan, where roads are non-existent or mined, helicopter raids are a key part of U.S. strategy. Multiple times a night, they swoop in on groups of Taliban fighters in the dark and kill them, especially in this sensitive area just 50 miles from the capital, where the Taliban have a stronghold. But the raids are controversial. They've killed Afghan families and innocent civilians by mistake, and they are dangerous for U.S. forces. In April 2005, a U.S. Chinook came down in a sandstorm not far from today's crash site, killing 18 Americans. And in June of the same year, 16 Special Operations troops died when their helicopter was shot down near the Pakistani border. Today's deaths bring the total number of Americans killed this year in Afghanistan to 297.
More on this coming up on the countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One wonders whether the world is going wild or not. Every day you wake up to these discussions, to the stories of people doing obscene things to other people. And the focus here is on this Afghanistan helicopter crash. The deaths are a reminder that we are involved in an area where we have no business. The fact that you've heard the stories about when people found out in Afghanistan and Pakistan that some of the SEALs involved in knocking off bin Laden were involved in this crash, there were big celebrations in the streets. Wow. From ABC News, Dan Harris talks to Yungi Denies, who is in Virginia Beach, home to many members of that Navy SEAL Team 6.
I want to go to ABC's Yungi Denies, who is in Virginia Beach this morning. That's the home base for SEAL Team 6, where this morning everybody is processing an enormous loss. Yungi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. Churches here in Virginia Beach are set to open shortly, and surely these losses will play a huge part in services this morning. Today, the local paper says it all. Loss hits home.
Across this community, there is shock.
There's a sense of loss. We tend to try and band together to think for family and friends and pray for them.
And sadness.
It's horrible. It is. It's really just, I mean, cry. You don't know what else to do, really. I mean, it's sad.
In this tight-knit Navy town, the loss is felt by everyone.
It's high risk, but you know, call of duty for your country.
It is a far cry from the jubilation that swept the community after Osama bin Laden was killed by their hometown boys. Even here, the identities of the SEAL Team 6 are kept secret, but now their names will likely become public under the worst of circumstances. This is where they train to swim 350 feet underwater with their hands and feet bound. To survive in Arctic conditions, even submerging in freezing water. And only men can be SEALs age 28 or younger. 75% don't make it through, and those that do, leave their loved ones here.
There's a lot of SEALs that come from here, so it's just kind of just weird to think about how people that you could see in the street could just be gone right now.
Losing 22 men all at once comes as a sharp blow to the family and friends of the Navy SEALs, like the grandmother of Aaron Vaughn, one of the men killed in the crash.
I'm very proud of him.
He was such a good boy, and he loved his country. And I talked to him on his birthday, and he said, "Granny," he said, "don't worry about me. I'm not afraid."
Very moving to hear from his granny on this morning. Yanjay, a quick question for you. When after the Osama bin Laden raid, the names of the SEAL team members who were carried out that mission, those names were never released for security reasons. However, as you indicated, we may learn the names of the men who died in Afghanistan. Why is that?
Well, it's military procedure. 24 hours after all of the family members are notified, the Department of Defense and the Pentagon will release those names to the public, Dan.
All right, so let's finish off here by listening to host Ron Rosenbaum talking to a retired lieutenant colonel about the helicopter crash and what it means to the Navy SEAL organization.
Have we ever lost 31 men in one day in Afghanistan?
Not in Afghanistan. I think the biggest loss we had up until now was in 2005 when you had another Chinook helicopter shot down and 16 Americans were killed. Four survived, and of those four who survived, three were subsequently killed trying to fight their way to safety. Mm. A good book by Marcus, I can't think of his last name right now, but he was a lone SEAL to survive that, only because an Afghan farmer took him in wounded and hit him from the Taliban.
Joe, let me ask you a question. I thought I heard a report that, and again, first news is often the least accurate, but it sounded as if a number of these people were Navy SEALs. That's a huge loss. I'm not saying that regular soldiers is not a huge loss, but the amount of time and money and then later skill that these people develop, they're very special people, aren't they?
Yeah. It appears that they were part of Navy Team 6, or SEALs Team 6, which was the same SEALs team that took out Osama bin Laden. But first reports out of the Pentagon is none of the actual 20 members of SEAL Team 6 that were believed to be on that aircraft had been involved in the actual taking out in Pakistan of bin Laden.
There we go. There's the final word on them. Not the final word on this discussion, however. Time's up in this hour of the countdown.